My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Wednesday Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the third day of April, 2024, coming to you from a kind of soggy Central Virginia area, Bedford County, right outside Lynchburg. It's also going to be a little cooler today. It's only going to get up in the 50s, maybe the 60s. You know, last couple of days it's been in the 80s. The bad thing is tonight, the next three or four nights, it's going down in the 30s again. So not real happy about that. The headlines today, of course, we got to talk about the earthquake in Taiwan. American Cruise Line wins the American Queen Voyages auction. Also today, successful Brazilian season. Easter passengers left behind. This is a different story, folks. And celebrity apex rescue and lots more live here at 11 o'clock. Today is National Chocolate Mousse Day. I can deal with that. I enjoy chocolate mousse. That's one of the things I can get on a regular basis on cruise ships. So I do enjoy that as a nice little change of pace. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from, all the big guys, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, any of them. Just search for travel and cruise industry news, and up pops the fat travel guy. Anytime you're listening via the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed, there's always a link so you can do just that and join us. In the video feed. All right, so the top story today, folks, actually the top story I had before the real top story today. So I'm going to use what I started off with as the top story. And that's American Cruise Line, because we've kind of been waiting to see what was going to happen with the auction. And they were really kind of slow to announce the auction. But American Cruise Line has, in fact, won the auction, and their fleet grew from 19 to 23 ships, literally overnight. The cruise line, which is based in Guilford, Connecticut, emerged victorious in an auction for American Queen Voyages ships and assets. American Queen Voyages offered overnight river cruises and expedition cruises throughout the U.S. and beyond, calling on destinations like Alaska, the Heartland Rivers in Mississippi, New Orleans, Columbia, the Snake River in the Pacific Northwest, Central America, and even one expedition to Antarctica. The cruise line operated from 2019 until February 20th of this year, when it shut its doors and declared bankruptcy. Cruise line purchased four paddle wheelers. That's American Cruise Line. Purchased four paddle wheelers from the dismantled cruise line, including American Queen, a 436-guest ship that was launched in 1995. It's also the largest paddle wheel steamboat ever built. Also in the deal was the American Countess, a 245-guest ship that was built in 2017 using the hull of a 1995 casino ship. The American Duchess, capacity of 166 guests, built in 2017 using another hull from a 95 casino ship, and American Empress, a 224 guest ship that entered service in 2003. While the sale still needs to be approved and finalized in the court system, American Cruise Line will be shelling out a collective $5.55 million to complete the sale. The river cruise provider also paid an additional $750,000 for AQV-related assets, including trademarks, website domain names, and relevant business records. AQV's two coastal vessels, Ocean Voyager and Ocean Navigator, also went to auction on the first, but there's been no notification as to who won that one. In addition to gaining the four new ships, American Cruise Line has already ordered a mix of five new riverboats and coastal cats to be delivered over the next 2 years, bringing their fleet of 19 to 28 by the end of 2025. So American Cruise Line is definitely on its way up. So even more reason for them to take me on some ships. Yeah. We need to be on the situation where we can sell those wheelchair disabled cabins for them. Make sure they're all filled up on every one of their cruises. I think that would be a lofty goal. So, anyway, congratulations to American Cruise Line. All right, I'll be back with the Taiwan story and a couple other things after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, guys. Taiwan was struck by a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake today that killed at least 9 people and thousands of others. The tremor shook the island's east coast, hitting at 7:58 a.m. local time, around 11 miles south of Hualien City, and at the shallow depth 21 miles, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Rescues are working on to free dozens of people trapped in highway tunnels after the island was hit by the strongest earthquake in 25 years. At least 100 buildings have been damaged, according to local officials. The full extent of the damage is still being assessed, but you can see from that picture, it's definitely not a good look in Taiwan right now. MSC had some good news. It was an impressive end of the season celebration for MSC Cruises, and it revealed a remarkable success over the 2023-2024 season, hosting more than 670,000 guests on voyages in Brazil. The announcement was made during a special awards event aboard MSC Seaview. The company also unveiled plans for even more ambitious 2024-25 season in the region, featuring the return of the MSC Grandiosa. All right. Not to be confused with the whole situation with the Norwegian Dawn in Africa, guests were eagerly anticipating an Easter cruise from Singapore on board the Genting Dream. I think that's properly pronounced Genting Dream, if I remember from Dennis's lessons. It's a cruise ship operated by Resorts World Cruises, and you don't want to get me started on the people that have run this thing. But some of these passengers were left disappointed and stranded after they were unable to embark on their weekend getaway. The cruise line had overbooked the cruise, leaving almost 50 guests stranded. While overbooking is a practice not unheard of in the cruise industry, the likelihood of guests ever noticing is slim and is a procedure aimed at maximizing occupancy. However, in this case, the approach led to a significant number of guests being left disappointed, with cruise lines aiming their marketing at attracting guests on shorter voyages. Short cruises have emerged as the perfect solution for families and groups of friends looking to enjoy quality time together aboard a cruise ship over an extended weekend. While many believe booking a cruise and getting confirmation is all you need, reality appears to be slightly different. Depends on the cruise line, I suppose. Around 50 guests who booked a three-night cruise from Singapore arrived at Marina Bay Cruise Center in Singapore on Good Friday as they prepared to board the Genting Dream, and despite completing the mandatory online check-in and receiving an email confirmation, they were informed that the cruise was fully booked and no rooms were available. After being told to wait in the terminal to see if spaces would open up, guests were later informed that they would not be sailing. Resorts World Cruises offered their apologies to those booked, oh, I hope so, and gave them a free upgrade to either a balcony room or a palace suite for their next cruise. Well, that's really nice if these people would ever trust you to do another cruise. It also became clear that the policy of overbooking cruises is standard practice with Resort World Cruises. While it remains unclear why guests were not informed before traveling to the cruise terminal, the incident is not an isolated occurrence for the Genting Dream. A similar situation happened in September of 2022, leaving over 100 people stranded due to the vessel being overbooked. Again, folks, I'm not going to say anything about the two people that I consider to be extreme crooks that are running this thing. Oh, well. All right. The last story this morning, celebrity Apex was in the right place at the right time to safely rescue seven migrants, four men and three women from a small boat adrift near Cuba. That was on Monday. The rescue happened in the morning during the ship's day at sea, and according to information provided by the rescued individuals, they had been at sea for 5 days. They departed from Cuba and were attempting to reach Mexico. So they've been out there for 5 days and they only got just off the coast of Cuba. They weren't doing very well. And of course, they're taken on board. They're given medical treatment if they need it, given some food and water, and taken right back to the Cuban government. So, but another rescue from the Apex. All right. That ends the news portion of today's show, folks. Not a whole lot in the way of news again today. But we'll go over and check out in the chat room. I had a lovely talk with Elizabeth on location last night. She did tell me that she had some very strong feelings about the folks in Africa that were quote unquote stranded. Yeah, it's quite simple. Get back to the ship on time. Make sure your tour operator gets you back to the ship on time. And if it happens you miss the ship, everybody's the same way. You got to pay for that. You got to take care of it yourself. Don't expect the cruise lines to go out of the way because you didn't make it back on time. So, yeah, I understand it was a tough problem. But, bite the bullet. Get back on the boat like you're supposed to. Get all your stuff back. And don't complain about it. All right, Hotter Tom's with us. Mike's with us. Good morning, Mike. Here's Sunny down in Mississippi. Speaking of the devil, I enjoyed talking to Elizabeth last night. We had a nice chat last night. Upper 80s here today. Oh, my goodness. Get out your fur-lined bikini or whatever you do when it gets cold. I guess you know what I'll be doing today. Yeah, you're still going to be out there in the sun. Bob's with us. Good morning, Bob. Jamine Watson is here. Good morning. Emily's with us. Hello, my peeps. Gleecoin. Yeah, you can bet on that one. Are you a crypto? No, this is a travel and cruise industry. Channel, my friend. Todd's with us. Says, what does he say here? Good morning, everyone. It looked like Bedford County was hit with hard by the storms last night. Not too bad here. But yeah, there was parts of the county that got hit pretty good. But luckily, we didn't. So, we could get some more, dicey weather today. All right, here's another one. Oi, wole, Timlian. Hey, Ma. Some of these crack me up. I don't understand why they don't understand. That says, hey, Chili. Yeah, okay. How you doing? I'm doing fine. I don't understand why you people don't realize that this is a travel and cruise industry news show. We don't talk about anything else other than cruising and travel and things that are related to that. So anyway, that's going to actually wrap it up for today, folks. Don't forget to smash that thumbs up button. That helps us out a bunch. And of course, if you have not subscribed, please consider doing so. I'm at 5486 or something like that. I'm going to hit 5500 today or tomorrow. So that's where we are standing, and I'm still shooting for 10,000 by next week. So I want to ask some questions about travel. All right, fire away. Emily says, we had rain last night and today quite windy right now. We have to take Fiona to the vet for a checkup later. So there's the news out of New York. It's rainy here. It's going to be rainy. Looks like all day and then get cold. I would like to study in the United States. Well, that's definitely where are you from? I see that you're on X, and I'm saying, thinking by your name that you're from one of the African countries. If you're thinking that you're going to try to score money here so you can travel to the United States, we don't do that on this channel. That's not allowed. So, I mean, you know, you want to come to the States and you just, it's simple. You get your passport and documents lined up and you book travel and, you know, then there's all kinds of packages and things to do and places to go. So, studying in the States, I'm way past that age. So I would think any of the colleges or universities would have information on that. So I'm not asking for money. Okay, that's good. So, you know, start emailing some of the colleges and stuff. See if they have any kind of programs to sponsor you for travel from where you are to the States. It's not an area that I have much expertise in, quite frankly. So, all right, I'm going to wrap it up for today, guys. As always, I'll be back same time, same channel tomorrow morning. Don't forget, smash that thumbs up button and subscribe if you haven't done so already. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And I promise you, one of these days, we're all going to get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Thanks, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.